From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At this hour, Iraqi troops are waging a ground offensive to retake the northern city of Mosul from the Islamic State militants. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi declared Monday his nation will celebrate victory as one as a military push began to drive Islamic State extremists from the northern city of Mosul. Al-Abadi said soon all Iraqis will be in Mosul to raise the flag of triumph. He said there is no place for the Islamic State group among Iraqis, and they'll be driven out as they were in Ramadi, Fallujah, and other Iraq cities. Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, who commands the U.S.-led coalition targeting the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, cautioned it could take weeks or even longer to recapture Mosul. In the hours before the announced start of the offensive, the Iraqi Air Force dropped thousands of leaflets on Mosul to warn residents. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The European Union foreign policy chief says the EU is not considering sanctioning Russia over its actions in Syria. Federica Mogherini comments came a day after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry warned of possible sanctions related to the situation in Syria and harshly criticized Russia's military action there. Kerry said he and other foreign ministers have to exhaust every possibility to find a way to halt the fighting. Multiple previous ceasefires have broken down throughout the more than 5 years of war in Syria, including one last month focused on Aleppo. Two buses collided in Pakistan today, killing at least 30 people and injuring another 30 in southern Punjab province. Fatal road accidents are common in Pakistan, where traffic rules are rarely enforced and roads in many rural areas are poor. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has conceded he is losing support from women, but he blamed it on media accounts of